This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Wednesday, September 25th. I'm Michael Calhoun, and our top local story.
KMOX is covering breaking news.
A suspect is dead on Oakland in West St. Louis. KMOX's Maria Kina joins us live from the scene.
Michael, we just received a briefing from St. Louis Police Major Janice Bockstruck. This started out with a disturbance call in a financial institution in Highland Plaza 2. This is right off of Oakland. This was for a young man acting irrationally, and he had a puppy with him. Police responded. As police approached this man, he began stabbing the puppy. He then took off. He went into a stairwell. Police chased after him. He then began stabbing himself in the neck. When police tried to subdue him, they have had special training, these officers. He lunged at the officers. They fired a shot and killed the 37-year-old man. So at this point, we don't know the suspect's identity. They say he was staying at a hotel nearby here, so it's not known if he's from this area. His last known address was Illinois. But at this point, the investigation is just getting underway. Police will release more information as it becomes available. Reporting from the Highlands, Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Court documents reveal some of the allegations that led to the firing of the Baldwin police chief.
After Doug Schaeffler was fired, the now former Baldwin chief of police filed a lawsuit against the city. A new filing in that civil case reveals the findings of an investigation into Schaeffler's conduct. The investigation alleges Schaeffler used the Regis information system for non-work reasons, purchased alcohol while in uniform, and drove his city vehicle while drunk. It also alleges Schaeffler created a toxic environment at the Baldwin Police Department, where drinking and smoking cigars with him was necessary to move up, and he made statements violating the anti-harassment and discrimination policy. The investigation also alleges he threatened retaliation against those who filed complaints. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Well, the weather is about to take a turn. Here's KMOX meteorologist Dave Murray.
Michael, it has been a delightful day finally across the St. Louis area, but the weather's going to get interesting once again as we see two things come at us at the same time. One is going to be all that tropical moisture from Helene and also a cutoff low pressure system that's sitting right on top of us. Those two things are going to merge, and that means we've got more wet weather on the way.
The Armory, a nearly six-acre entertainment center in Midtown, is closing after opening fewer than 2 years ago. Jake Miller, a managing partner with The Armory, says the space was not fully developed.
We were supposed to have this beautiful 11,000-square-foot rooftop beer garden as an answer for the nicer weather in the summer. If we would have that this summer, that's millions and millions in sales.
He adds this fell on the landlord, Green Street, to finance, according to the lease agreement.
They were supposed to pay for all of it. And in turn, the tenant was going to pay a bunch of rent. Well, they paid for a very, very tiny fraction of it.
Miller says the lower level was never developed and they had to take out millions in loans just to open the main area. Miller hopes to find new capital or a new buyer to present to Green Street for the building, but acknowledges he can't force the landlord to sell. Also today, the Business Journal reports Green Street has come to terms with Bar K after the developer had threatened to evict the dog-friendly venue, claiming that it owed hundreds of thousands in back rent. Wildwood hopes to lower deer versus vehicle crashes by sending out hired guns again.
Wildwood City Administrator Tom Lee says nearly 250 times a year, deer are colliding with cars in Wildwood. This is the first year that they have worked with White Buffalo, a nonprofit with professional deer reduction skills.
We feel as if that would probably be the safest bet to satisfy both, you know, our natural wildlife or ecosystem, but also help lower these collisions. At the end of the day, top priority is going to be keeping people safe on the roads.
2024's contract was for $209,000, and 300 deer were taken. Next year's contract is on the agenda for October 14th at the City Council meeting. This time, $267,000 is being requested for taking 355 deer. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Well, the Great Forest Park Balloon Race had record-setting attendance this year. After 52 years, nearly 150,000 people went to this year's event. 22 of the 50 balloons participated in the hare and hound style race, and this year's winner, Joe Nursala, flying the Corey Wines balloon, taking second place, Carlton Summer flying the KMOX balloon, and third place went to Dan Gerbus in the St. Charles Automotive balloon. The KMOX business desk, flight of a different kind. There are changes coming to air carrier Southwest Airlines. Not everybody will be happy. Here's Jason Brooks.
CNBC reported that Southwest is going to reduce service to Atlanta, impacting up to 200 flight attendants and 140 pilots who will have to look for work in other cities. Southwest is expected during its Investor Day conference on Thursday to provide more details on its plans to eliminate open seating, offer extra legroom on flights, and also begin red-eye service. Activist investor Elliott Management is also calling for a special board meeting next week as it looks to shake up Southwest's board while calling for the ouster of CEO Bob Jordan.
Well, as we continue on KMOX, you may have heard the national news about Southwest Airlines making some adjustments. They'll be feeling that in Atlanta. But Southwest Airlines releasing their flight schedule for next spring. St. Louis sees an uptick. Also some news when it comes to Lufthansa and that big flight to Frankfurt, Germany out of St. Louis. Let's check in right now with Lambert Airport Director Rhonda Hamnabrigi. Thank you so much for being with us, Rhonda.
You're welcome. Good afternoon, Mike.
So first of all, let's start with Southwest. It looks like, San Francisco every day and the total number of flights out of St. Louis is increasing. So if people hear this news about Atlanta, for instance, that's not what's happening here.
No, it's not. We actually got the schedule today for the April through June, and we see an increase of 21 flights a week, actually. So we see a nice increase going in. In addition to the flights, we see an increase in seats because we're seeing more and more of the 800 aircraft, which are the largest seat numbers.
And some of those frequencies mentioned SFO, looks like Austin, Texas, Charleston, South Carolina goes daily.
So, yeah, we're really excited about that. I think that's a market that has really become a popular destination in the last few years. And so we're excited. We see strong loads on that when it's been seasonal service. So we're excited to see that in.
Now, what is the latest, just generally with the relationship with Southwest? What's the latest with that? They don't call them hubs, but basically the hub that Southwest has here.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it has proven, St. Louis has proven to be a really good spot for them. I think the completion factor of their passengers here is strong. That's an important measurement that, you know, the airlines look at, especially from a connecting standpoint. So we've seen that connecting traffic continue to grow through St. Louis. This summer, we peaked at almost 40% of the Southwest traffic that they have, you know, for the local market connecting through St. Louis. So when you think about Southwest having 60% of the market share out of St. Louis and 40% of their traffic through St. Louis is connecting, that's a really strong KPI that they measure. And those passengers make their connections. So that's a critical piece. And I think they've seen that. They've seen the success of, you know, we have good weather here. Most of the time, we're not dealing with a lot of winds or ice or storms that are really detrimental for days on end. So we have good weather patterns here. We obviously have plenty of runway access. So I think everything has just come into play with the great opportunity here to be able to really offer their customers a good product.
You talk about airlines making commitments. Lufthansa came to St. Louis on the wings of some subsidies that have since expired, but the airline service to Frankfurt has not.
Now, and we were pretty confident going into that agreement that if we could just show an airline that we were a strong market, it could have success even beyond the subsidies. And that's proven to be our case. And I think Lufthansa has been very pleased. The load factors have been extremely strong. I mean, for most of the summer, we were running in the high 90s, both inbound and outbound. If you separate and take the highest 6 months of the year and then typically your winter months, which are a little lower, we're still running 88%. And so you look at those numbers and they're extremely strong. So I think it proved our point that we felt as a region we could support an international nonstop market. Certainly the business community and our leisure traffic has supported this flight big time, and Lufthansa is quite appreciative of that. So they, and you know, the initial subsidy that was out there was set at a level that, you know, it could only take advantage of the full subsidy if they were to operate five flights a week. So, you know, they're not, the subsidy that was out there, they won't even take advantage of the full subsidy, and yet, you know, the flight is extremely successful. So we're thrilled. It's, you know, it's in through next year. They've got, you know, sale all the way through the fall of next year. They put the market out for a year at a time. And so I think, you know, we keep hoping that it's going to go to 5 days eventually. We think there certainly is room for that. At this point, it's still in at 3 days a week. But they're very happy with the success of the flight.
Yeah, with those kinds of factors, 90-95% plus filled, is it just a lack of available aircraft that's keeping them from expanding?
You know, I think they're still, as a whole, the industry is still struggling with plane deliveries. and so, you know, coming out of COVID and what happened in the industry, especially from the airplane automakers, all of them, you know, is just the slow delivery of airplanes. So that is one of the challenges. And then, you know, it's also looking at the staffing overall and making sure that they've got the staffing of the pilot teams to meet that. So I eventually think we'll get there. We're very hopeful because we do know that it's a strong market, and it you know, we're over 2 years now and we've not seen any drop off whatsoever of the market share. I think the bookings are strong going into these you know, next several months in spring and summer of next year as well. So I think we'll eventually get there. I'd like to say that we have a commitment that we're going to go to five a day, but right now, you know, we just keep talking to about it and hope that we'll get there.
St. Louis Lambert International Airport Director Rhonda Hamnabrigi, thank you as always for being with us on KMOX.
You're welcome, Mike. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.